What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy Wednesday. It is hump day here in New York. I don't know what day it is elsewhere, but I hope that you all are humping someone you absolutely love today. I, for one, will be partaking with my son, Theo.
I'm so happy for you. So happy to see Theo here. He is looking splendid.
Theo's just got groomed, so he's smelling like so delicious. I want to like stick my nose up his butt.
He's hitting you with that do-do-do-do-do.
Where are you?
Cutest little do.
It's really feeling like a crunchy Angel Dora kind of day.
You think? I feel like that's what we need. That's like the daily affirmation that we need today in order to get into the spirit of things. 5, 6, 7, 8. Do-do-do-do-Theodora.
Do-do-do-do-Theodora. Do-do-do-do-Theodora. Crunchy Angel Dora.
Beautiful lovey Dora.
Precious man Dora.
Longest ears Dora.
Love of my life. Oh my... Oh!
You swerved
the fuck on me. I'm so hurt and embarrassed. We might have our first walk-off on this show.
Beautiful gem
it's
Dora.
Disgusting.
Perfect Theo. Love Dora.
Theo,
Lovey's auntie Dora.
Theo, come back.
Never letting go Dora.
Come here.
I wonder what happened. Like, we have to watch it back, see what like maybe
what did I
said
do?
That hurt his feelings.
Theo, I love you.
That was so crazy.
Please come back. You look so cute right now.
He made a choice today. Maybe he wanted you to be
able
to...
He woke up and chose hurtfulness. Like,
maybe he wanted you to be able to see him.
No.
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
At first, I thought he was, like, getting off the couch because he was, like, fucking done with our singing. And then not only did he not...
It turned into
disappear,
a betrayal.
He just turned his back on me completely.
And went over to your auntie.
Whew, that is really hard for... I don't know how I can go on with the show and do my job when I've just, like, literally been slapped in the face by my own blood.
No, I know.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
And that was supposed to be, like, an uplifting tune, and it just turned so dark so fast for you.
And on hump day of all days, Theo. Wow. Well...
Maybe it's trying to tell you something.
We planned on having a good show for you guys today, but now I just don't know.
I mean, for me, it's going great.
Happy for you.
Know that I am.
Really happy for you.
I mean, just ignore him.
I'm going to do my best. I'm so upset and so hurt, but let's move on because we have a great show for you guys today. It's Wednesday. It's hump day, which means we have Dear Toasters, which I'm super excited about. We should have our Real Housewives of Dallas recap, but I just didn't feel like watching a subpar franchise, especially given all the drama going on in the A-plus franchises yesterday, which we will dive into in the Fast Five. So there will be no TV recap today. And I know like the four people who watch Dallas like will be upset, but for the most part, the community remains unaffected.
Yeah, we'll try again next week. Just last night, I had such a busy day last night. And last night, I did not get home till like 10 o'clock because we were recording Redheads. Then we did our post-Redheads dinner, which was just such a blast. And I was just wiped out. I had been like binge reading and doing all my homework for 4 days in a row. And I was just like, I can't do homework tonight. Like, I need the night off. So there was no Dallas for me. I'm so sorry to report.
And my reasoning is more that I just didn't want to.
Yeah. And the new episode of The Redheads drops tomorrow. It is never too late to become a redhead. Ever.
Never.
And
ever.
Snitch, last night when we recorded, she dropped her Snitch's choice.
Oh, wow.
And it seems super snitchy.
I know. I think I'm going to read it.
Some of, like, the Snitch's choice. Snitch has really, like, a cult following in The Redheads, you know, because some of
the
her
YA
books,
stands.
Some of her books are the most popular, and then others, Brightside, are not. But I look forward to a Snitch's Choice. It's been a while.
I've actually just read two back-to-back Snitch's Choice. She recommended It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover, which I read yesterday. And, oh no, I read 2 days ago. And then yesterday I read another Snitch, Colleen Hoover rec, November 9th. And it was so cute. Like, when we went to dinner, I joined the Redheads for dinner. And I had 5% left. And, like, it was killing me not to just, like, finish it. But I hate to rush, like reading the end when I'm like waiting for like, you know, a quote unquote happy ending. I won't spoil if that happened or not, but it was so good. It was also a 5-star.
Wow. Should yeah. I read it?
No, you won't like it. You will like It Ends With Us.
Okay. I will add that. That sounds like a good lighter read, but right yeah. now I'm just in a heavy mode and I want to stay there until I can't no more.
Well, I'm really excited about today's show because, like, I have so much to say about the Jen Shah of it all. Like, my jaw literally hit the floor yesterday when that news broke. And, like, that's where we, like, spring into action. That's, like, for us here at The Morning Toast, that's, like, the biggest news of the year.
Yeah.
It's up there with, like, honestly, Kim and Kanye getting divorced.
I kind of think allegedly. It's bigger.
No, it's just so crazy.
Because at least the Kim and Kanye thing, it was sort of a slow burn, but like a divorce has happened. You yeah. know, the statistics, 50%. That means 50% of the couples that we have ships for, our ships will sink. That's the right. statistic. But for a housewife to be arrested on charges such as these, an episode of American Greed, like literal season documentary of what she, like, I'm shook to the core, and I think we should just get right into it because we're going to talk about it. I think we should, too. So without further ado, it is time for the fast.
Without further ado, where are you?
Okay. Without further ado, Theodora.
No, I can't. It's too hurtful.
Maybe he'll come back.
Maybe he'll transition back. Okay.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do Theodora. Do-do-do-do Theodora. Do-do-do-do Theodora. Crunchy Angel Dora.
Beautiful Chemindora.
Love of my life, Dora.
Softest boy, Dora.
Please come back to mommy, Dora.
Stay with your auntie, Dora.
I don't think this working, Dora.
He's chilling hard, Dora.
Theo, no. Wanna come? Wanna come to mama? Wanna come and be my best friend? Come on, my crunchy angel man. Come on.
Don't.
Yeah. Jackie, let him go. Don't. Just lift your arm. I wanna see if he's actually gonna leave. Theo, come here.
Tail is wagging.
Come on.
The tail is wagging.
Come on back to your mama. Come on. No. Okay.
He likes that auntie tickles. Okay. Without further ado, did we hit the crunch yet?
I don't know. No. Okay. Okay.
But we do have the crunchy dinner yeah, tickles. Right. And now we're going to hit you with the crunch because without further ado, it is time for the fast 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Without. Today's episode is brought to you by Bruch. Bruch is basically the toothbrush of the toaster community. If you don't know what the Bruch is, it is the best and most affordable electric toothbrush on the market out there right now. It's so fabulous. I've been using it for, I feel like it's like 8 months now. And honestly, I've seen such a difference in the way my teeth feel, my breath. My dentist even complimented me on my brushing skills. And I told her, ma'am, it's all about the Bruch. The Bruch comes with 6 unique modes to customize your brushing experience. The battery life lasts 4 weeks, and it comes with a magnetic charging stand and a compact travel case. But if you're traveling for less than 4 weeks, you don't need to bring the charger, which is fabulous. They also offer a subscription program, so you never forget to change your brush head again. Bruch will ship you new replacement heads every 6 months, so you're never stuck using a worn-down brush head. The design is super sleek. The electric toothbrush has a modern, aesthetically pleasing design, and it comes in trend-driven seasonal colors that looks great on your bathroom counter. We can both attest to that. Jackie and I both have the millennial pink. It's like a blush. It's very elegant. Really matches the rose gold accents in my bathroom. And it comes in tons of colors, but I really like that one. And the magnetic charging stand is like very elevated. Sometimes I feel like, first of all, a lot of electric toothbrushes charge over $200 for a toothbrush, which is insane. And then they come in like this big, bulky, like robotic looking stand. This one looks like it was designed by Elon Musk. Just like so sleek, so elevated.
Elon
so everything.
Love.
If you want to get 15% off your Bruch toothbrush kit and your refill plan, use the promo code TOAST at Bruch.com. That's 15% off using promo code TOAST at Bruch.com. Check it out. Pretty much every toaster on the planet has their Bruch now, so if you don't want to feel left out, you should just do it.
Wake up in the morning.
Feeling like brushing my teeth. I just wish my breath would get better. I'm trying to get rid of it, but nothing seems to stay the same until the Bruch, yeah.
Okay, first story.
Waking up in the morning, thinking about Jen Shah's arrest.
I just wish she would stop telemarketing.
She
You guys, first story,
the only
story. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City's Jen Shah has been arrested, charged in a telemarketing fraud scheme.
Okay.
Let's just give straight facts, okay, then our opinions. Jen Shah is facing federal charges for her alleged involvement in a nationwide telemarketing scheme. The reality star was arrested on Tuesday alongside Stuart Smith, one of her assistants who has also appeared on the Bravo series. They have both been charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing and conspiracy to commit money laundering. Quote, Jen Shah, who portrays herself as a wealthy and successful business person on reality television, and Stuart Smith, who is portrayed as her first assistant, allegedly generated and sold lead lists of innocent individuals for other members of their scheme to repeatedly scam, Manhattan U.S. attorney Audrey Strauss said in a press release. In actual reality, and as alleged, the so-called business opportunities pushed on the victims by Shah and Smith and their co-conspirators were just fraudulent schemes motivated by greed to steal victims' money. Now these defendants face time in prison for their alleged crimes. So the crimes, the charges are that they victimized 10 or more persons over the age of 55 through wire fraud and telemarketing. And that carries a maximum sentence of 30 years.
Damn. And
there's one count of conspiracy to commit money laundering, which carries a maximum sentence of 20 years.
Wow. Okay. So let me just walk you through my thought process when I broke this news, when I heard this news. So I heard it and my mind immediately went to her being arrested. I assumed that there was a video that was released like 6 months ago. I guess someone secretly recorded her in her house of her like physically and verbally.
That was like 1 month ago.
What did I say?
6 months. Well, I hadn't even watched Real Housewives.
I have no concept of time.
Yeah.
She was verbally and physically like assaulting and attacking one of her assistants. So when I saw that she was arrested, I just assumed that it was for that. Like I didn't even question it. And then I read this like whole statement and I've honestly never been so shocked and so not shocked at the exact same time. Like, I didn't know how to describe what I was feeling because I was, like, surprised. But this just felt like it was supposed to happen.
No, it explained so much.
Yeah.
Like, all of the questions about her finances that we've had over the course of the season.
No, and... Yeah, continue, sorry.
And, no, I was shocked that, like, this is at this level. Like, this is a federal case.
This
like,
is an American Greed
and
episode.
This is so... This, yeah, no, like, textbook American Greed. I watched an episode about, like, a telemarketing scam once. It was, like, huge, and it was so upsetting.
Like defrauding all these old people who don't know better.
Right, like, who... Their savings, like, just...
Retirement.
So upsetting. So, like, to think of the actual crime that was committed here is, like, so morally corrupt.
The morally corrupt Jen Shah.
100%.
Title of today's episode.
And so there's... two facets to the story. It's one, it's the crime. And like, this would be a big
story.
Criminal news story, regardless of whether or not she's a real housewife.
Agreed.
And then the other part is like, they were filming. They are filming. She was filming that day and she left. She got a call and she left. And 5 minutes later, the FBI showed up to where they were filming. And apparently like some of the women spoke to federal officers.
Right. So what I'm seeing from like Bravo blogs, which of course is not 100% valid, but I feel like for the most part, they kind of nail it. The women are going on a trip. They're in Heber right now, which we've actually been to Heber in Utah.
We have been.
And they were flying to Colorado and they're getting ready and the women are all together. Jen, I guess, got tipped off by someone, like maybe her lawyer, that the FBI were like literally coming to raid her ass. And she just bounced, said there was a family emergency, went, I don't know where she went, but she got, went to Coach Shah. And then I guess she like surrendered herself because I saw a video of her walking in and out of like the county precinct or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Looking fire, not to mention.
Well,
where's the mugshot?
Also, she had just like I saw on Instagram that she had just been in glam.
Yes,
like
for the,
right
for filming.
For filming. So that will be crazy that they have that on camera. But I want to talk about like what we expect Bravo to do about this.
Well, it's something similar we're dealing with Tom and Erica Girardi, even though Erica is the main character on the show and Tom is like a extra character who's going through the legal stuff, I do think we'll see more of Jen Shah's than we will Erica Jane's.
You think Jen Shah will stay on the show?
Oh, you mean, I mean, I think that this footage is not going to waste.
No, but like...
After the second season, there's a strong possibility she'll be in jail. And
but Teresa went to jail and they waited for her. I don't know if they can wait 30 years, but...
Yeah, I don't think the franchise will still be on
by then. I mean, the legal system has to do what they do, but it's going to be a very long time. And I just don't understand how now, and it's like we always say about like cancel culture, there's a difference between committing crimes and like saying offensive things. Like, I don't know how a person who has committed crimes such as these, what she's accused of, how you don't get fired for that.
Right, because I guess like the only really comparison here is Teresa Giudice.
And now in hindsight, it's like, why did Bravo choose that course of action for Teresa Giudice?
Well, it was the best thing for the show.
Yeah, but like,
she defrauded the government, which like, fuck the government. Honestly, I don't agree with what she did, but like, I'm like, all right, can understand someone not wanting to pay their taxes.
You're more sympathetic towards...
someone who defrauded the government versus someone who defrauded 10 or more elderly people.
Right, you're more sympathetic towards Jen Shah's victims than you are to Teresa's victim, which was
the government. Right. But they're both wrong. Morally, 100%. Ethically, they're both wrong. But I guess this... Like, I never questioned Teresa coming back because I didn't really feel like she hurt anybody in her crimes. And the way it was portrayed was that it was really Joe's crimes. And yeah. he forged Teresa's signature, and she was a mere victim in all this. And she kind of took the brunt of his sentence. But with this Jen Shah thing, it's all, I don't think Coach Shah was a part of it.
Yeah, and also I think the Erica Jayne situation sounds similar, where this is yes. Tom's legal battle, his crimes, and Erica is, you know, associated with it. But it
right, so Erica and Teresa are on a similar page, but Erica's probably not going to jail. But this is the first time where a housewife herself has been, like, the mastermind of this, like, Ponzi scheme or whatever it was.
Yeah, I just, I don't know how. No, it would make no sense to me if they ever hire her for a job again.
Well, I do think that she will definitely be the center of season two, because I don't know how you have this footage and you just ethically don't use it. Like, it's too good.
That's not what I'm saying. Like, right now she has a contract, like, she's part of the season, and yes, this is so the biggest deal ever. But I think after this, like, I just, it would make no sense to me, and it's inconsistent if, like, other shows and cast members are being fired for other offenses, and then a person who, like, defrauded innocent people it's is really not sad. Fired for her actions.
Yeah, no, like, this is obviously, like, salacious and, like, it's crazy, but when you read about what she actually did, like, it's super sad, especially because literally this morning I was reading Post and Toast After Dark, and some girl shared that, like, something really similar happened to her mom. Like, she got a phone call, whatever, and they drained her entire savings.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's something really real that happens to a lot of people.
And it is something that I think a lot of people know. You, like, warn of, like, grandparents, like, if you get a call, like, do not give them your information. Yeah. But, like, people are just
trusting
and naive. And if you get a call saying, like, your car insurance is running out, like, you need to make a payment, like,
why wouldn't you believe that? Well,
yeah, exactly.
If you're an older person who doesn't understand this stuff.
So most people, like, are aware of these sorts of scams, and it's like, it's been Jen Shah on the other.
It's the craziest thing.
And not only does she defraud people, she then sells the lists of
the gullible people,
successful marks, and she gets a percentage of the next scam's success.
That's fucking terrible. Honestly, I will never understand, like, people who are enwrapped in criminal schemes and who decide to go on to reality television.
Yes, well,
but then it's like, she must have been doing this for a really long time. So you get so comfortable, you almost probably forget you're doing anything illegal. This is just what I do for work.
Yeah, but also it's like hiding in plain sight, you know?
Yeah, no, that never works.
No, it's really,
it's so crazy. Like, first of all, that it happened while they were filming. And second of all, like, the level at which her crimes were. Like, because for me, like, and I keep comparing it to Teresa, because what Teresa did is, like, what a lot of, like, rich people do. They, like, evade taxes and they go to jail. Like, it's a common white collar crime, right?
Yeah.
So when I just was not expecting, like, Jen Shah to be, like, a corrupt person who, like, defrauds innocent people out of their life savings. Like, that's just not what I saw.
So
for
that,
her.
Like, she can have a full chalet outfit, yeah. Chalet, and, like, put on this front.
But now hindsight is 2020, and, like, we said it even when it was happening. Like, nothing about her finances made sense at all.
I know, but, like, she's not the first housewife whose finances didn't make
have
sense.
Have you met Kim Zolciak?
That makes more sense.
No, it makes no sense.
No, it makes more sense. But then even remember at the reunion where she talked about how she, like, owns all these successful telemarketing companies. Yeah. I guess she didn't lie.
No, not at all. But we just didn't read between the lines because we didn't know there was anything to see.
But, like, I will always be that believing and or naive that, like, when you tell me you run a marketing company, I'm not just going to assume that you're defrauding people.
No, but I just do think it's funny how, like, for the most part, the stands of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City were so invested in Mary's finances this season. Like, how does she own churches and restaurants and all these homes? And it doesn't make sense. And Andy kind of grilled her at the reunion. And Jen Shah just kind of, like, skated by, like, yeah, I own a marketing company.
Yeah, very true. Everyone was waiting. Like, I think if there, yesterday, if we had had a quiz, who's about to get, like,
Mary,
you know, arrested for a criminal Mary. Enterprise?
Just in terms of how confusing their finances are.
And in terms of how Bravo portrayed it to us.
Yeah, like, I would say Mary. Also, I didn't watch Watch What Happens Live last night, but they're pre-recorded, so, like, I doubt Andy said anything, so I'm just really curious if, like, tonight we'll hear anything.
I mean, this is really the biggest Real Housewives news.
Since Teresa.
I guess since Teresa.
It doesn't feel as big because Salt Lake City is such a new franchise, and, like, I don't think they had.
But this could really be the thing that puts Salt Lake City on the map. I Maybe just it was really all hope planned. That this behavior is not rewarded in any way because it's beyond anything we've ever seen.
It's reprehensible is the word.
Beyond 30 years.
The morally corrupt Jen Shah.
I just, like, I'm shook.
No, it's so crazy. And we will keep you abreast, of course, on all things Jen Shah in the coming weeks. And just, if somebody calls you asking to refill your car insurance, why don't you just call your car insurance company directly?
Well, I get those calls all the time.
Me too.
For me, like, I always hang up because I'm like, I don't even have a license. So I know this is a
scam. I don't have a car.
Do you think now with Jen Shah's enterprise, like, going under, that maybe I'll get those calls less? Like, maybe it was Jen on the other line.
I think Jen Shah is one of thousands of people doing this.
I agree, but I get so many calls. Like, maybe I'll get less.
Maybe you'll get less for sure, but it's not the end. She wasn't like the end all be all.
But maybe like she'll be like Rick Singer and sing
like a bird.
Like a bird and give up some of the other companies that she's worked with.
Wow. And then if I could see a direct result like in my inbox being less flooded, that would be exciting. I'll never forget like when me and Ben were like 21, he called me in the middle of the day and he is freaking out. He's like having a heart attack. The IRS called him. And when he told me, I actually knew for a fact the IRS does not call. They mail you. And he had been like, before he even called me, all day like spinning about this like bill. He owed like $30,000 to the government. He didn't know how. Freaking out. He finally called me and I'm like, Ben, like the IRS doesn't call. They just, they mail. That's it. And he like literally, like I've never seen someone go from so worried to so relieved in the course of 10 seconds. Like it was crazy. And that's literally like what Jen Shah does, like instills the fear of God in people so they just hand over their money.
Yeah, no, the IRS doesn't call, and I think everyone needs to know that the IRS does not call.
They will always mail you certified mail. Trust me, I've gotten a couple letters from the IRS to make your panties drop, and it'll send a shiver down your spine, but they don't call.
Yeah, so that's why I just don't pick up the phone
ever
unless you're FaceTiming me and you're a member of my family.
Yeah, like, don't pick up the phone.
It's the only way to get through.
Yeah, because for the most part, like really important information about your car or IRS, it comes in the mail. It does not come in the form of a phone call.
Yeah, I just like, I don't need to hear from people on the phone.
No, I don't either.
We'll keep you abreast of the situation. It's a crazy one.
Yeah, no, we will definitely keep you abreast. It's so important to be kept abreast, especially on situations as severe as this.
100%. Next up, Ariana Grande is joining The Voice as a co-host.
The Voice.
I love the Voice co-hosts.
She's joining The Voice as a co-host.
Ariana Grande is joining The Voice as a coach, replacing Nick Jonas.
This is like really crazy. Let me tell you why I think it's so crazy.
Okay.
One, like why Nick Jonas leaving? I'm sure he just has a project. They come in and out.
Always. You think he has a project? Spajamin.
Right. That's not why it's so crazy. To me, I feel like this is a huge step down for Ariana Grande. Like, I'm actually shocked that they must be paying her like $40 million, like dead serious, because this is so good for The Voice and so like not good for Ariana Grande. I'm just shocked. It's just so like, in my opinion, don't come for me, beneath her.
Okay, I can understand how you would see that, but let me argue it through a different lens, sure. Shall I? First of all, I agree. They're paying her so much money. She's going to bring in a new generation of fans. But also, being a judge on a talent show, especially, I would say The Voice is top two of the talent shows in our country
right
now.
There's only two, yeah. Well, actually, there's America's Got Talent. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's so many. So I would say top two in our country. Makes you, once you are a judge on one of those shows, it turns you into icon legend status. You are like a forever sort of
Agreed.
Person like that.
Cemented so in.
I think that while, yes, it's kind of like for retirees on their way down, while she is very much ascending, I think it does cement her status as an icon, which we already know that she is.
Yeah, I don't think she needed this job to cement that. Like, I just need to put my AirPods in and listen to Rain On Me to know that she's an icon.
No,
I hear what you're saying.
You know that. But like, just in the canon of music, like yeah. When you are a judge on The Voice, you're with John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, Alicia Keys, like the group, it's a prestigious one.
See, like,
also,
I don't
you're
really
saying she probably made $40 million, and I agree with you. She does not stop working. She does album tour, and I think, like, she does really well, but, like, this will probably be the easiest paycheck of her life.
100%. Like, if I was a celebrity, I am a celebrity, but if I was, like, a famous singer, like, I would be gunning for a red chair. Like, first of all, I feel like it's fun to hang out with the other coaches. It's easy work, and it's so much money. Like, I always think about, remember those years where X Factor was on, and, like, they had Demi Lovato and Britney Spears, and they had, like, a nice rotation of people? I remember hearing, like, Demi Lovato got paid $25 million to do that. So, like, it's the easiest job, and then you just get to, like, tell people they're good singers or bad singers. Like, that's literally what I do for free on a daily basis.
And I also think that if you are a singer who's super talented and also very musically inclined, like, it's a great way to sort of showcase another side of yourself where it's like, oh, I'm also really smart and like into music theory. And so I think it assuming that you have those chops, it's a great place to showcase it.
Yeah. I also just think in the pandemic, like, people are, you know, looking for new ways to make money. And so I still think this is weird. But I'm happy for The Voice because this was obviously like a huge thing for them. And I'm happy that Ariana Grande is making easy money. I don't think that these shows are necessarily for retirees, because I wouldn't consider pretty much any of The Voice or American Idol judges to be retirees. Like, maybe Katy Perry, like, she's pretty much retired from music. But I just think it's
the... Just put out an album.
She did?
Like, yeah, over the summer.
Oh, I guess Daisy's was pretty good. Okay, yeah, so not, it's not for retirees. No, but I it's would just say, for people who are kind of set in their careers.
Yes, and also not in any sort of negative way, but people who have reached their peak. Not saying they're coming down, but they're either at their, they have ascended.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have ascended. They're not ascending.
Right. Were you ascended or were you ascending? But see, with Ariana Grande, she just like keeps breaking new barriers, glass ceiling, what? Like, so it's just interesting. It's kind of like a new thing. It's like ushering in a new generation of, first of all, fans for The Voice, but also now potential judges for all these shows, because she just is not the stereotypical person I would think of.
I also think that she has a really funny personality. Yes. And I'm sure she's looking forward to showcasing that. And I think if she, you know, some celebrities are like, boring as fuck, and maybe like going on a show like this would sort of expose them as like being sort of like nothing of the sort. Like, right. Yeah, I have a good voice, but like, what else?
So who is it now? It's
Blake Shelton, John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, Ari.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's actually crazy that from the original four, Blake Shelton is like pretty much the only one still there. No, he is the only one still there. And he's actually also like the one coach who has like the most wins under his belt.
Yeah. Okay. So say you're on The Voice and all four chairs turned for you out of this panel.
Wow.
Whose team are you on?
I'm either going to choose Kelly or Ariana, and that's so hard, because I'm just trying to think of like who could actually like mentor me. I don't know how it works, like if they actually mentor the people, but if I could have like one of these singers mentor me, I mean, I want to say Kelly because I like love her, but I would probably say Ariana because like her vocal range, like I feel like she can actually teach me something. And also, so Kelly.
Also, like the odds of you winning, probably small, but like I feel like
have you heard me sing?
You and Ari could become like good friends.
Yeah, no, and actually that does happen a lot. Like,
does
with,
it?
Yes. Miley Cyrus became really good friends with someone, one of her contestants, who ended up passing away.
Oh.
And Ray Lynn is really good friends with Blake Shelton. That's still.
True. And also Miley became friends with, I forget her name, but then she came on The Breath. Remember?
Who?
I can't remember. Darby Ann. Hold on.
I have no recollection.
Hold on.
No disrespect to Darby. I just have a bad memory.
No. I think you know what? Margo hosted with me that day.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me just get her name because she was so cute. And Darby Walker. Yeah.
Cute.
Darby Ann Walker.
Darby Ann Walker.
Cute.
So yeah, like they actually do become friends. So yeah, I think if I could take like a friendship with any of them, I don't know, wouldn't it be bad to be friends with Blake Shelton?
Yeah.
But probably Ari, yeah.
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 I think there's all great choices, you know.
Agreed.
Well, it's the one you got, so.
It's Oh, good. I got Ariana. Good, because that's the one you got.
Anyways, next stories, a little Broadway news, two musicals that I think might pique your interest coming to Broadway. Diana, the musical.
Oh, God, we are beating this horse. Like,
sets Broadway opening date after Netflix debut. Diana, the musical about the late Princess of Wales, will resume performances at the Long Acre Theater on December 1st with an opening night of December 16th. That's 1 year and 8 months after the production's originally planned opening of March 31st never happened due to coronavirus.
I mean, I guess now that I think about it, even though I do feel like the story of Diana has been beaten to a pulp, and like if we get one more documentary, like I don't know what I'm going to do. When it comes to the theater and Diana, they both have huge gay audiences. So I actually think like this is good for the gays.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's going to be a great musical.
It's also weird that it's happening like in London, not Broadway. Like a lot of shows start out on London and then like go to Broadway.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, it's hitting a little close to home.
No, but it's on Broadway.
It is on Broadway in America?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said London.
Did I say London? No. I don't think so.
Okay, because that makes more sense. Because Americans are, like, infatuated with Diana.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'll just be exciting that, like, Broadway's happening again.
That is true.
And I don't go to Broadway shows, so I'm not even going to say, like, maybe I'll see it.
Oh, I go to a few Broadway shows, like, when I feel it's necessary. And then every couple of years, I have to just re-see Wicked. I saw it most recently with Jessica Vosk. She was stellar. I definitely won't be seeing this, but I wish all the actors the best of luck. Break a leg.
And then also a little more Broadway news. Game of Thrones prequel play is in the works for Broadway.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Is there also a prequel show in the works for HBO, right?
There are several spinoff shows in the works at HBO, but yeah, the play.
And also, George R.R. Martin, like literally yesterday, just signed a bigger deal with HBO to produce like 8 more shows.
Love to see it. The play will be a prequel story reportedly centered around the great tourney at Harrenhal, which took place 16 years before the events of Game of Thrones. Harrenhal is mad spooky.
Yeah.
So
what's Harrenhal?
I think Harrenhal was where Arya went when she was on her way back to the north, and it was like.
Like the port town, like the boat town?
No, it was like, it was almost like a prison there. And that was where she served Tywin.
Oh, yeah. Was that at Casterly Rock?
No, that was, we never went to Casterly Rock. The Lannisters never went back.
Really? Isn't that where, though, like, spoiler alert, Peter Dinklage killed his dad, Casterly Rock?
No, or
Castle
that Black? Was in, that was in regular.
King's Landing?
King's Landing, yeah. Harrenhal.
I really miss our Game of Thrones recaps.
I miss them so much.
Finger in the bum.
Harrenhal was the one that was like half burned down from like the dragons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it was kind of like a spooky, ghost town. Spooky. Super, super spooky.
But I guess 16 years ago, it wasn't burned down. That's why it's probably like a bustling metropolis.
No, it probably was burned down because the dragons were from so long ago. So, but
I guess we'll have to see.
But they had a tourney and like now they're going to be.
A tourney.
Yeah, I can't say tourney.
No, I know.
They had a tourney, and now they'll be on Broadway.
I really, like, I miss our Game of Thrones recaps, like, so desperately.
Maybe we should start another podcast where we watch Game of Thrones from the beginning and recap it.
It sounds like a lot of work.
I know, but I miss Game of Thrones,
period. Me too. I'm going to rewatch it at some point.
Yeah.
Not lady!
So good.
So good.
Except but rewatching it will make you hate Sansa.
Those first few seasons, like, with the Joffrey Sansa of it all, like, could not stand Sophie Turner's character. She did end up okay, but like she just got a free pass when she was literally the woe of fucking Game of Thrones.
No, but she endured a lot. She endured a lot. It literally took 5 years to get over like the betrayal of Sansa.
Yeah.
Like what she did.
The familial betrayal.
Yeah. So upsetting.
So upsetting.
Okay. Well, that's the Broadway news and I look forward to Broadway coming back and we'll have a tourney the musical. Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
Chrissy Teigen graces the cover of People's Most Beautiful issue. Also, the beautiful issue is here, and Chrissy Teigen's on the cover with her kids. She said, I've learned how strong I am. I mean, that's Chrissy, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm like getting a little Chrissy fatigued, like recently. I go in and out because I really feel like sometimes when I feel like Chrissy Teigen has been being annoying, it's just like the media making her annoying, and it's like she didn't actually do anything. But now I just feel like I'm being inundated with a lot of Chrissy news, and it's like always so mundane. It's literally Chrissy's mindless news, and I'm just like kind of over it.
But the beautiful issue is like, you know, sexiest it's a big deal, issue. Yeah. It's a big deal, and it's
and
quite.
And she's stunning, so.
And she's stunning, beautiful, stunning, and smart.
Yeah.
And
she has her kids on the cover. It's cute. It's cute.
Yeah, we should start a magazine, and we should have the beautiful, stunning, and smart issue.
Yes, every week.
Us.
Yeah. Oh, look. No, 1 week it's me. And it's like, oh, I wonder who it'll be next week. Oh, it's Jackie. Wonder who it'll be next week.
Theo.
Yeah. Bruno.
So Chrissy's beautiful, and that's what you need to know. And people think so, too.
Yeah.
I have
this is like a nothing
about,
burger.
No, I know, but it's like.
People care about these things.
Yeah, I've been
they
thinking
care more about
her
like sexiest man alive.
And that's like, and that's on them.
And that's so, on misogyny.
And that's on misogyny. Like, we talk about sexiest man alive, we need to talk about most beautiful.
Yeah, but like, I think they're, like, it's so clear that People Magazine is trying to be, like, politically correct because the men's issue is sexiest man alive. The beautiful issue for women, you know? Like,
yeah, no, but I actually think, like, I don't know if that's politically correct. Like,
no, it's like, we should be treated equal, like, yeah. Sexiest woman alive. But it's like, objectified. It's too, it's like a minefield of, like, of misogyny. Like, well, we're too sexy, but we're not saying they're sexy enough. Oh, but they're not the same
women
as men.
Women have to be sexy.
Yeah, like, it's very confusing. So, I guess this is what they landed on.
Yeah. I had been thinking about Chrissy and Chris's Cleans company.
Okay, why?
I just, like, I saw an ad for it yesterday, and I'm just, like, wondering how things are going. Yeah.
Oh.
And I saw an ad for it, like, on a bus.
Oh, marketing dollars.
Yeah, not a bus. A bus station.
Stop.
Bus stop, yeah.
Bus station?
You know, like, they make them nice now with the whole
it's a bus
TV.
Stop. It's a bus stop.
It's a bus stop. Fine. Yeah.
Bus station is like, you know, you're getting out of your small town.
Port Authority.
Yeah, right.
Yes, okay, fine. But I'm sure they do have ads for it at Port Authority, too.
100%. 100%.
No, so they're really going big with, like, it's not just like we send PR packages to Chris's kids. It's like,
right, no, they're going balls to the wall.
MTA.
Yeah, no, they're like getting in good housekeeping and shit, you know?
Yeah, no, and I think that, like, it's a good idea for a company, and I hope that it's prosperous.
Yeah, me too. More money for the Kardashians, less for me.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Already? Yeah. Yeah.
It's a little travel news.
Ooh, a little travel news?
Mm-hmm. Goodbye, empty middle seats. Delta is selling the whole plane starting on May 1st. I was really hoping this was going to be a lasting change.
I know. I do feel, like, excited, though, that, like, that is a signal that we're transitioning out of the pandemic. Like, I know things are different. Like, you can feel it in New York. There's traffic. Like, restaurants are open. Clubs are open this weekend.
Even though, like, not one club is actually opening, we just learned. Like, yeah. We tried to make a plan to go to a club this weekend, but, like, none of the clubs are opening because, like, who can actually profit at 30% capacity?
They can't operate. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
But whatever. So, like, it definitely feels like we're out of this. We're almost there. And so this is just like another like flag, like we're still almost out. But of course I do wish that they were never selling middle seats again, of course, but they have the seats and they're gonna sell them. And if we've learned anything over the last year, it's that like airline greed is so real. I just have to say,
and they had to shelf their greed for a whole last year, so you know they're gonna come
back. It's killing them.
Bigger and greedier than ever.
Yeah, that's what actually TPG said. I did a Patreon episode with him like a few weeks ago. And I was telling him, like, it's such a delight to travel now without all these restrictions, without change fees. And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, do you think that, like, the change fee will come back? He said, the change fee is not going to come back because the airline said, like, they're gone forever. But they are going to come back in, like, different fees, like, dressed in new clothing. Like, you know, like, it's, like, not a change fee. It's, like, a flange fee. You know what I mean?
No, it's, like, that meme of, like, one person wearing different wigs, like, trying to make new accounts. It's the change fee coming for you.
Yeah, literally. So, like, that's why it's been such a delight for people to travel in, like, the last month or two, because it's, like, so unique and, like, this will never happen again. I do have to say, though, I've traveled, like, not a lot of times. I've maybe been on a plane, like 2-3 times in the last year. And I flew Delta and United. And both times, I saw them all having middle seats, like, completely sold. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Oh, okay. I've actually been on a lot of planes this year. Low-key, look at me. Hey,
look at me.
And Delta, I've always seen, does not sell that middle seat. But then other airlines, American sells the whole ass plane. And yes, it has been, it's been nicer to travel, but it's also been, like, fraught with other anxiety.
Yeah, of course.
And so I don't know which one I would prefer.
But do you remember last year when, like, all this stuff was happening with the airlines and we thought there was going to be, like, such a major change, like, in the way we sit? Remember how, like, there were all those diagrams being sent around of, like, airlines no longer doing two rows of three, but they were going to have, you know, two people sitting
facing
besides each
other. Yeah.
Like, what happened to that? Where was the ingenuity?
I agree.
They lost their ingenuity.
I understand things need to change back from, like, how they are now, but this doesn't mean they have to go back to how they were.
How bad they were.
How bad they were.
Like, we're surprised there was a global epidemic that killed hundreds of thousands of people. Have you ever seen the way we travel? Like, of course. We're literally sitting on top of each other for 11 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, of course this happened. Maybe we should now learn and, like, I don't know, give people, like, a little bit more space to sleep on an 11-hour flight. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe. So this story was actually reminding me of a year ago when, like, every story, like, we would have every day where it's, like, something closed and, like, the NBA is not, yeah. And now Disneyland's closed. And so now it's, like, these sorts of stories about, like, things changing back to open. It's, like, extremely slow, but it's better than nothing.
I also was recently thinking about that guy from the NBA, like, who touched all the microphones, like, as a joke. Remember that? And that's why they shut down the NBA.
That's not why they shut down
the NBA. Yes, because he tested positive and he touched all the microphones as a joke on his way out of a press conference. And he literally tested positive that night.
But that was just, like, an aside. They were already not playing games because of the coronavirus.
No, I'm literally 100% sure that I think his name is Rudy. Like, that's why they shut it down.
All
the reporters and all the teams, two teams, like, they had to shut it down.
Okay,
like,
that's not how, you might be right, but that's just not how I remember it. I just remember it was, like,
I think where Jillian says, like, we're both right.
Rudy did that. He did that shit. But the NBA shut down regardless of Rudy because, like, there's a pandemic.
No, I think, like, that was Rudy was the catalyst, like, to the whole thing.
You know what? I'm sure someone's going to let us know. Multiple people.
Okay, so it's Wednesday. We're going to do Dear Toasters, which is our advice segment. And Dear Toasters is brought to you by Newex CBD. Newex's mission is to provide their customers with the highest quality products at a reasonable price. With years of experience in sourcing, manufacturing, and developing CBD, their goal is to make CBD accessible to the masses. They never sacrifice quality, and all of their products are natural, pure, and tested. So they have a couple products that I'd like to highlight. My personal favorite is the gummies. They taste great. It's their bestseller. They have 15 milligrams of broad spectrum CBD per gummy. They're vegan and made with all the best natural ingredients. So that includes no artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners, and they're THC free. They're USA grown hemp and they are lab tested. So it's perfect for someone who's like trying to ease into CBD. I take a gummy pretty much every night. It's a fun way of taking it. They taste delicious. And if you get a consistent dose every time, which is really hard, I've like tried a lot of CBD companies, and with the gummies, it's like they're not dosed evenly and it's really confusing. So these ones are $9.99, which is a really good price. And it's a consistent dose every time. They also have a ton of other products. And if you want to go to their website, it's nuxnu-x.com. You could purchase some of their great products and you can use the discount code TOAST for 20% off for a limited time. Again, that's nu-x.com. Use code TOAST for 20% off. They have an entire on-the-go collection that offers all products under a $10 price point, which is perfect for those trying out CBD for the first time. So that's nu-x.com, code TOAST for 20% off.
Love it. Let's go.
Dear Toasters is our advice segment. If you ever want to write in, we can do it completely anonymously. You can write in about anything in your life that you're going through. And the email is deartoasters@gmail.com. Hello, Jackie and Claudia.
Hi.
I've officially been a toaster for 1 year now, and I'm so thankful for the joy the toast has brought into my life. Welcome. My boyfriend and I have been together for about 4 years. We are very serious and close with each other's families and have always been. Before I even knew who he was in a very toxic on and off long-term relationship with a different girl. A little backstory, when he and I first started dating, she was still very crazy and tried to create problems with us. Eventually, she left us alone and one day even followed me on Instagram. I thought it was weird, but tried to see it as an olive branch for the trouble she had caused. So I followed her back and I've been following her ever since. Since following her, I noticed my boyfriend's mom, also follows her. Not a huge deal. I get that they dated for a while before I came into the picture. This girl also has a new boyfriend now, and I noticed that my boyfriend's mom kind of literally likes all the photos of her photos except the one where she's with her boyfriend. So are you following?
Yeah.
Kind of strange, right? Recently, his ex has also started a business venture. Come to find out, my boyfriend's mom follows the page on Instagram and likes the Facebook page. The business is literally a few months old, so she obviously went out of her way to do this. The issue is, I'm not very good at internalizing my feelings. This bothers me so much because what are his mom's intentions? It makes me feel as though she likes her so much and wishes her son was still with her, and that's why she's still so involved in her life. This is only stuff I can see, so like, is she close with her in other ways? My question is, do I just have to live with this and try not to overthink? Do I mention it to my boyfriend? He doesn't follow her and hardly uses social media anyways. This seriously eats away at me every time I see my boyfriend's mom and 232 others like this photo. Please help. Sincerely, a jealous toaster. This is weird because, like, it's nothing, but it's also something.
Yeah, and I want to be like, you should just tell your boyfriend, like, that, you know, this bothers you and, like, do you think that it means something? But then you also, like, look sort of crazy, like, stalking his ex-girlfriend's Facebook business page. Like, what are you doing? No, not even that.
The likes
but, of... But I'm not saying you're crazy, but it could look crazy.
No, you're onto something for sure.
100%. I have a question. The mom obviously
like, lives for the ex-girlfriend.
I have a question for Toaster.
Okay.
Does the mom like all of your photos? Do you have a business or something that you're passionate about that the mom likes and follows on Facebook? Like, maybe it's just, you know, like...
Moms are really active. You're right about that.
Super active, just, like, wanting to support. Some people, like, I imagine, just, like, follow people that they know and then, like, every single photo on their feed...
No,
that come through. So, like, it could be benign, but it could be not.
No, you're right. We have to take into the fact that this is someone's mom. It changes everything.
And, like, adult behaviors on social media are just different from ours.
They're not to be trusted. Like, and it's not malicious. Like, it's literally just, like, active, post,
I know you. I know that face. Like.
Yeah, so.
It doesn't mean as much. And it doesn't, like, carry the weight that it carries for us. So I would just add, my question to you is, does she like all of your photos, like, so passionately and vigorously?
What are her social media patterns?
What other businesses does she like on Facebook? Is it all of her acquaintances, people she's ever met, their endeavors? Like, is she just a supportive person?
Mom?
Like, look at other... Is she giving this girl special treatment, or is this how she treats every Joe Schmo in her life?
Is this a pattern? It's a good question and one worth pursuing. So best of luck to you.
Once you have the answer to that, you will know whether or not it's benign or serious. And if it's serious...
Bring it up.
Just talk to your boyfriend. You know, you guys, even though you might look a little crazy, like, your transparency is key.
I agree. But just try not to, like, you know, be so crazy.
Yeah. Like, try and say it in a way that's, like, not crazy.
Hi, Claudia and Jackie.
How you doing?
Doing good.
My mom. My mom and I are obsessed with the podcast and we listen every day. I need some serious advice. My best friend and I have been best friends for over a little over 7 years. Over the past few months, her brother, who's 6 years older than me, we have developed a romantic relationship. I have a very close relationship with her family, and he and I are both nervous that they will not be supportive of our relationship, so we've had to keep it a secret and have both been sneaking around. It's safe to say I'm in love with him, and he is everything of the sort. Additionally, his sister, my best friend, has become unhealthily obsessed with me recently and constantly needs my attention and validation. Some days, I've even gotten 10 calls from her, and I get constant text messages. It has gotten to the point that if I don't answer, she will ask if I hate her or question my loyalty to our friendship. She gets upset when I hang out with our other friends without her and thinks our friendship means less because of my other relationship. I love her to death and would never think about ending my friendship with her. I just don't know how to approach the situation. Please help me with these two problems. One, telling my best friend and her family about my relationship with her brother. And two, how do I approach telling her I need to have some personal space and that our friendship is stable and I can maintain a relationship with her while having relationships with others. Hope to hear from you. Well, by the way, it's very clear that, like, since becoming in a relationship, like, you maybe have pulled back from the relationship with the friend, and that's why she's, like, having anxiety. So maybe if she knew, like, that you've just been, like, holding the secret and it's been, like, killing you.
One, like, you could kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, I do think that they're linked, connected. These two problems.
Interesting. I hadn't thought of it like that, but I do think that you're right. I think if you come forward, she'll understand why maybe you've been more absent. And I also feel like it will solve two issues. One, she'll have a better understanding that you still want to be her friend forever. Nothing has changed. But also, like, it might have her back off a little bit if, like, you're now dating her brother. Like, in a positive way.
Become sisters.
I think that you should come, right, exactly. I think you should come forward with it, but obviously, of course, like, now you have to marry the brother, otherwise you've just ruined everything.
Oh, that's the thing. Like, talk to the brother first. Like, before you blow this up, be like, we're getting married, right?
Like, right, like, you know.
Like, no, just make sure you're both, like, actually serious, because this is, like, in the end, it's great, but it will be, like, awkward for a little while. So just make sure that, like, you're both on the same page in terms of this relationship. No. Like, we are OTP, correct?
If everything works out, like, this is amazing, your best friend became your sister, you guys just got even closer than she even wanted, like, you have a man, and he's everything of the sort, like, we'd love to see it. If this is just a fling, like, you've lost your boyfriend, you lost your best friend, you lost your family. If this is a
fling, like, fling yourself out of it. Like, it's so not worth it. Oh, also,
okay, but
come clean, because also the longer you keep a secret, like,
the more hurtful. And then they're like, it's not about the secrets that you didn't tell me.
It's not about what you
did. It's about the secret.
Yeah, right. Of course. Of course. It's always about the secret.
Question for you.
What?
What if it's not a fling, but, like, they don't wind up getting married? Like, they're together for, like, 4 years and then they break up.
Terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, you should have known.
Yeah, but, like, that's not a reason not to pursue a relationship. I hate when people do that. Like, your best friend is my sister. Like, what? Just fucking, like, live life.
Yeah, but definitely, like, it requires a little more caution because there's more at stake.
Yeah.
But you still need to follow your heart.
Just be communicative. Like, make sure to talk to the boyfriend first. Be like, before we come clean, like, I'm serious about this. Are you? Because, like, yeah, like, I'm not going to blow up my relationship with your sister and your whole family just so you could change your mind in a month.
No, and it's like, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, like, we're exclusive. Like, make sure, like, all of those things.
The key points. Like, we're moving in the right direction.
Maybe, like, have some hard conversations that you maybe would have had later, but just to, like, make sure you guys, you know.
Yeah. There's so much going on here, but I can't stress enough how important this particular conversation is, because, like, it's the key to the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's the foundation in which, like, your plan is built on. So talk to the boyfriend first.
Yeah, just, like, make sure you guys are, like, aligned on how you want to raise kids, like, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, so yeah, nothing, like, what parenting style.
So nothing comes up down the road that would, like, ruin everything.
Yeah. It's like in this book I read. Okay. Dear Jackson Claude, this is our final one. This is going to sound crazy, but I think something is up with my boyfriend and his sister-in-law. Oh my, this is also like the book I just read. Okay. A little backstory.
God, now you sound like me. I know. It's just like in this book I just read.
I know.
Claudia.
Okay, a little backstory. The sister-in-law is married to my boyfriend's older brother. She's the same age as my boyfriend, and they went through elementary, middle, and high school together.
My sister-in-law is married to my boyfriend's older brother.
So it's two brothers. She's the girlfriend of the younger, and the older brother has a sister, has a wife. They've been... So... The sister-in-law and her boyfriend.
Husband.
No, and the boyfriend. Are the same age, and they went to elementary, middle, and high school together. Before I met her, my boyfriend would talk so much shit about her. How she's messy, leaves garbage all over her car, doesn't work, etc.
It's just like...
So mean.
The worst thing you can
say. She doesn't work. Like,
leaves garbage all over her car. Like, those are some of the worst things
that you could think about someone. Yeah.
About another person. And that's also like... Just don't leave garbage all over your car, because, like, that's just never how you want to be described.
That's not how you want to be remembered. Okay. So I go out of town to meet his family. Things seem normal until we meet the family at the brother and sister-in-law's house. Are you okay?
Okay. I go out of town.
It's so confusing.
And it's also hard for me to move on, like, from one quandary to another.
Okay. I go out of town to meet his family. Things seem normal until we meet the family at the brother and sister-in-law's house. Mm. The brother is in and out of the picture because his job requires him to leave town a lot. After a few beers, I'm sitting talking to the family. I notice my boyfriend just getting, like, weird, uncomfortable almost. Side note, we have been together since August but moved in together within 4 months. Quarantine makes people crazy. Then we leave and we're hugging everyone goodbye, and it was so fucking awkward between them. I felt like there was this weird vibe, you know, when you just feel it. The sister-in-law is the total opposite of me. Imagine I am Megan Fox. She is the mousy Amanda Seyfried character in Jennifer's Body. I could tell she's thinking, who the fuck are you this whole time while talking to me? A few weeks later, the sister-in-law is following me on every single social media platform. Weird as we didn't hit it off. Mm-hmm. Then my boyfriend posted me in his story. She replied, fire emoji. And I tried to be funny and scroll up in his DMs because the bubble looked big. He didn't let me and closed out of his app hella quick. Now he's not talking that much shit about her, and I just can't shake the feeling that something is up. Help. I fully understand that I should just be upfront and ask him. I'm an adult and I know this, but is there any other option? Signed, my boyfriend may be in love with his sister-in-law. So I'm inclined to, like, tell you that you're crazy, but there is something about a woman's intuition. Like, sometimes when you get a gut, like, you just, like, need to follow it.
I agree, but it also doesn't sound like your boyfriend's going to be super forthcoming because, like, he didn't let you read the messages, unless he's, like, working on the proposal with your sister-in-law.
But they've only been together since August.
But they move quickly. Quarantine makes crazy things happen. So, like, there's a chance that, like, he wants to hide something, you know, like, it's a surprise for you in the DMs. I don't think they're, like, sexting in the DMs. You need to get your monocle out and do a little spy work. What's a monocle?
Oh, okay. Yeah, the little eye.
And do a little spy work. I think keep your concerns to yourself until you have something to bring to him. Otherwise, you look crazy and he'll cover his trail better.
And you just sound like a conspiracy theorist. You're right. You need proof.
And then he starts to, like, oh, she's Clug. Like, let me cover up my tracks. Do better. So I would say keep a close eye. Nothing to see here yet, but get to work on the detective front.
Yeah, that's probably the best advice. I can't do any better. Like, until you have proof, like, keep it to yourself, keep your cards close to your chest, and just snoop, because right now he doesn't know
that
you're onto him. So that's, like, the best type of way to attack, you know?
Yep, trust your gut.
But get some concrete proof as well. Trust the proof.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that. And thank you to everyone who wrote into Dear Toasters. A reminder, if you ever want to write into our email, is deartoasters@gmail.com. We always keep it anonymous, and you can write in about anything from sister-in-law, did your boyfriend accidentally jizz in a cup? It's all up there. And so just also, if you owe us an update, please send us an update. We've had so many good ones in the last few weeks, and we want to hear from you guys. So let us know what happened if you wrote in and we read it on air.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
And I think that's all she wrote.
Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places wherever you listen to podcasts. Find us on Morning Toast. Leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you have an amazing hump day. Don't forget to hump someone you love. Make it through today, and then we're on the other side of this week. So just keep your eyes closed and persevere.
Yes. Goodbye.